what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
My name's Alec Isle.
And you're one of the organizers of the march today, right?
Yeah.
From Boulder Heights.
Yes.
And what's your goal today?
To see some change start to happen. Our goal is to no longer enter our schools with the thought at the back of our minds that, hey, what's in that bag over there? Or hey, what's going to happen, you know, when I'm just like doing a school project or something and I hear that gunshot go off? We don't even want that to be a possibility that we have to think of. And we're demanding action. And unfortunately, seeing that a lot of us can't vote yet, it's important that if we can't vote yet, that at least we are making all the voters around us aware of how passionate we are about this issue. And that the more that we get alienated by the lack of action that Congress has been showing, every time they do not act upon each next shooting or whatever, it just alienates us. And I don't think they realize if they don't listen to our call for action now and start producing results, that come 10 years, when all of us are voting, we're going to be a major force. And they're going to see probably gun laws passed that are much more stringent than we're even calling for right now, because they will have alienated us that much.
So I noticed you have a big effort today to get people registered to vote.
Like most people, I'm one of those people who wants everyone to register to vote. We just had a kid come over who basically said that, you know, he's not for what we're all standing for right now. And I cut him off and it's just like, make your voice heard. Register. I mean, we want everyone here to have a voice. And we also realize that teenagers are not always the most organized people. So the easier we make it for them to register to vote, the more likely they'll be registered come the next time that they are able to vote.
Well, I'm sure you're aware that millennials vote at a lower rate than the average population. Millennials between 18 and 30 years of age came out at about a 40% rate in the last election. How do you fix that?
No, that's definitely an issue. And that's definitely something that we are trying to address right here.
So do you think the gun issue will motivate more millennials to vote?
Yeah. I can guarantee you this, that we're going to keep hearing of school shootings as nothing seems to be done about them. Millennials will get out and vote.
So what do you think is the probability of changing something significantly near term?
This is by far a long-term effort, and we'll be in this for the long run, unfortunately. I really hate to say this, but I'm afraid to say that I think before any of these, you know, NRA-supported congressmen, senators, any people holding political office start to change, it's going to require more school shootings, which is an absolutely terrifying idea. And just, it scares me that for them to be convinced, they need to see more children, not just teenagers, children, die. And Boulder High, I'll tell you one thing, we definitely feel like it is, we've got a high possibility of it happening to us soon with that gun store right there. Because all it takes is one individual who may not have gotten the help they need with mental illness, who has ill intent, who, you know, maybe gets really mad all of a sudden during school. Boulder High is an open campus, and many kids have off periods, so they could just walk out during their off period. They were to walk over to that gun store, what they could get and then come back to school with is absolutely terrifying.